Welcome to the 23rd episode of the Language Meanderings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I have a special guest, one of my language exchange partners from Italy. Her name is Liliana Vezzola, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. So thank you very much for coming on the show, Liliana. How are you doing?
Well, fine. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me. And well, I'm delighted and I'm happy to have this experience of language learning with you. Maybe we should talk about the way we met on the net.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, it was thanks to the GoSpeaky platform. I think back last summer, we contacted each other through GoSpeaky, and I think fairly quickly we decided to have a few conversations. I think I wanted to practice a little bit my Italian, but I think we've been practicing a lot of English, and we've just been discussing a lot of different ideas. And I think I started the Facebook group back in July, so I think you were one of the first people to start joining that, and since then we've had a lot of nice conversations on the weekends on Saturdays. So it's been a pleasure to developing all kinds of ideas for language exchange and language learning. You've been very influential for me.
Well, I have to say, truth be told, that I had a need that time. I mean, I was preparing a difficult exam in English. Well, by the way, I love English. I've always loved this language, but I needed some practice. And I had a piece of advice from my university mate and told me, oh, well, you should try this language exchange. And then I went on the internet and I found GoSpeaky. It was, very interesting to me. And then it was a very nice coincidence, because after that, I passed the exam, also thanks to our conversations, with the higher mark. And then I started this journey. Yes, and I think, now I'm really addicted. And so we are carrying out many interesting projects, just like the one. Well, I'm so happy about your quite new professional career as an online teacher, I think. And I wish you all the best, but I think we can carry on collaborating with cooperative projects, just like the cross-reading project that you may know.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that idea, the cross-reading project? That's been a very interesting idea to encourage people to develop their literacy skills, their pronunciation skills. So can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yes. Well, the project was born after a few months since our first meeting. And then, you know that there are a lot of apps, and I've carried out many studies about these new technological stuff, but I think that from the point of view of the performance, they are good, but we are human beings, and so sometimes we need motivation to carry on our projects. The more and more you look for motivation, for the inspirational quote, and I thought, but why don't I start a project together with my mates about reading? But as it's an exchange, I can read in my target language, and then my mate can read in my native language. Because you don't need to be a teacher, well, you have to be educated, but you don't have to be a teacher. Just using your ears, you can understand very quickly if your partner is good at pronunciation, and then enjoy a good reading. And so then we can explore other aspects of the language, just like the way of translation, and so on. So I think we the most important aspect is that you have the commitment of the other partner, a continuous feedback. So we use WhatsApp, we use other tools that the technology give us, but there's the human factor that counts.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand correctly, if I took a text, let's say if you and I were working on a short text, if I wanted to improve my Italian, I would take, let's say, a text from like Pinocchio and read this in Italian, and you would correct my pronunciation in Italian, and you would read a text in English, or you would read maybe the translation of Pinocchio, or would you choose a different text? How would that work?
Well, first of all, we have to respect the author rights. So I think that's, we have to, for instance, if we choose a book from an author that has his rights, her rights, we have to ask if he or she wants us to read that book. That could be a pleasure for us anyway. And this is another aspect that I would like to develop then. But for instance, you talked about Pinocchio, which is a book. It's a book that it is translated in many languages. So for instance, if we our level is B2, for instance, so we are able to understand a text, not so difficult text, but this is a suitable book. We can, for instance, read in our target languages. So I read in English and you review my readings, and you do you read in Italian, and I can review your pronunciation. I think that this is the basics of this project. Anyway, if your level is lower, for instance, we can try to use other books, maybe focused on the first syllables in your target language. This is a project that I'm carrying out with another friend, a Russian friend, who is teaching me Russian, and I'm teaching him Italian. But we are using a children book, so a children's book. So I think that it could be developed in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm. It sounds almost like part of the plot of the movie and the book, the reader, that I think the characters in the movie, one of them was reading texts and the other one was listening. I think that's kind of an image I get when I think of the project. And I think it's a very noble project to work on, to anything that can include reading skills, speaking skills, that can be part of a language exchange program. I think anything that brings all of those aspects together, I think it's a really great idea. So congratulations to you for developing that.
Thank you very much. And the commitment is concerned with the interest of your partner to review your readings. So your partner is willing to hear in your recordings. And this is the most motivating aspect that it's you can't find in app. Maybe I have, I use technology a lot. But I think that you can avoid the human factor, and it's very important in terms of coaching, commitment, and so on.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of times we become a little bit dependent on applications, technology, websites, and we just kind of put our faith in, well, okay, I'll get instant feedback from just maybe the correction of a grammar exam, or something might recognize the pronunciation. I was having a conversation the other day with my father, and he was telling me about some kind of app that he's using where he might say a word in a foreign language, and it's almost like a dictation, and it might translate back into another language, and he kind of gets some satisfaction of the fact that this app recognized his voice and recognized the pronunciation correctly. But it's not the same thing as a person. We can try to substitute the human factor, as you say, but there's nothing like having the dedicated attention of a person who can not only just recognize the pronunciation, but they can say the intonation and the tone of the voice. And there's a lot more details than just what an app can try to recognize.
In fact, about your father's advice, well, I started also another short project with one of my mates. It is concerned with short dictation. You know, we send each other short dictation from articles, the newspapers, but few lines, and then each other try to write. Well, it's not the core of the cross reading project anyway, but it's it's a branch of that tree. So I think and I hope we can continue together to have this experience, because I think that I would have never joined Facebook because it was a need of or using this tool also for this aspect of the language exchange. Anyway, I'm so happy. I think that GoSpeak is one of the most powerful tools that I recommend for users. And I think that we can also work on many projects together with your new, quite new career as an online teacher. So, well.
Yeah, I look forward to more projects as well. And then, for example, this podcast has gotten a lot of positive feedback, and I appreciate your participation as well as many other people who have been my language exchange partners in the past few months, and then also speaking with different teachers, online teachers, and other language learners and people out there in the language learning community. It's been a very positive experience, and what keeps me motivated is collaborative projects. I think there's a lot of opportunities that are still under development and potentially new ideas out there. I think not everything has been created. There's still a lot of room to develop new projects. And I don't think in the market, I don't think I've heard of something like what you're doing with the cross reading. And as you say, it can branch out into other side sister projects of like a dictation idea or continue with the reading. So there's many opportunities out there to develop this idea and maybe brand it in certain ways. So I really like the idea.
Thank you. But also because there are customers, but there are people who share interests. So it's more interesting building up a community, a strong mm-hmm. community that in which one help the other in the others in their learning experience. So I think so. I feel confident that we can achieve more goals. So, what about joining our next conversation then?
Yeah, I would be very much interested. I would be very much interested to hear more, not just with your experience of how this developed, but to see feedback from other people. How many people would you say have been participating in this project so far that you know of?
Well, now we are five that actually quite every day, five or six. Well, the languages are Italian, French, Polish, and then English. And soon we will have Portuguese and Spanish. So I think for now it's a it's a good start. But I'm focused not for in this moment not on the on the quantity but in the quality, and then I would like to that the community grows, but in terms of real commitment, you know, because I don't want to carry out a project that okay you try one time and then you
you give
don't
up
use it anymore.
Abandon.
Yeah, you give up. It's not my. In fact, the I'm so glad that we are finishing our third book in this project, and we started also Dostoevsky, Crime and Punishment. That is not so easy. But I like, for instance, well, I like Dostoevsky. Very much, and well, I think it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but I think
yes, it is a challenge. It is a challenge. I did upload a video in Russian for about the first page, and I think that took me about 5 minutes to read in Russian. And I'm getting some feedback from Russian speakers about my pronunciation, but. It is a difficult text, but it's a challenging text. But I think any great classic, it's worth reading. And so I'm not going to give up on that. I'll continue reading if it takes me 5 years, but hopefully it'll take less than that. But I'm going to continue reading and practicing with another language exchange partner who is Russian and who is reading it as well with me. So it's a very rewarding experience. Thank you, Liliana, for telling me about the cross-reverse reading project. So you say you'd like to bring into the conversation one of your language exchange partners, Alain Bodino. So thank you to joining us, Alain. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience in the reading project?
Yes, okay. So my name is Alain Bodino. I am living in south of France, in Provence. I'm 50. I'm married. I have three children. And I work at the airport of Marseille, Provence, as a security agent. And it's a hobby for me to learn languages. When I was in my 20s, I had a period when I was unemployed. I tried to learn some languages from the method ASMR. And then I simply gave up. But I have always thought that English was an important language. And so I began some years ago to read all my books in English. I enjoy reading a lot, so I read much in English. And then I have a friend I knew some 30 years ago who is a Brazilian girl. And we have since been in touch and communicated through the web. And so I I kept on learning Portuguese from time to time with the Seville method. And then, yes, recently, some months ago, I saw on Facebook there were some groups about languages. So I thought it was interesting, and I began to register to one group and then another. And it was funny because each time it was Liliana who accepted me in the group. So we didn't talk much or didn't talk at all. Just thank you for accepting me on your group. But every time I registered to another group, and it was Liliana who accepted me. So one time I saw this cross-reading experience and hangouts that you have on Saturdays, I think. But since I am working, I work every Saturday in the airport every weekend. So it was difficult for me to join, and it was interesting, but I couldn't. And one day I was at my home, and I thought about an idea similar to cross reading, but using TED Talks instead of books. I told myself it would be good if I had someone who could maybe read in Portuguese for me, exchange cross-reading in Portuguese. And I thought about Liliana, and I phoned her simply to ask her if she could be interested in cross-reading, and then that was the first time I talked with Liliana, and ever since we have been in touch and discussing about exchanging language.
Nice. That was and what kinds of so you've been using TED Talks as well for the cross-reading, or that's a side project
In fact, it was the first idea was to, yes, that was an idea to talk about, to use TED Talks, but in fact we shift to Pinocchio, and we left TED Talks. Yes.
Oh, okay. And have you been using Italian, or you've been focusing on Portuguese for this project?
Italian first with Liliana, and recently I have a friend in Brazil, and we are going to do that also.
Oh, okay. And how do you organize the two of you, Liliana and Alan, how do you organize the reading for the Italian?
Every Saturday nights we have a chat online with Iliana, and in between we exchange our audios. We have begun to exchange audios recording.
Okay. And how has your Italian improved as a result of the project so far?
Well, in fact, I can't say that it's recently first, and I'm studying also other languages. I can say that the most interest, I think, it's in the motivation to have a partner who can, with who you can. Work together, so the motivation is great. That's for me the most important part. The second part is that it's a very important tool for correcting pronunciations. It's not easy maybe to find a method where you can enhance your pronunciation, since you have it's mandatory to have a partner for that, I think, a native partner. So it's
I agree. I think
it's very. I think it's the second most important, interesting part of the cross-reading.
Yeah, I think that's. I think Liliane will agree. I think having a language partner who can keep you accountable and keep you motivated and focused, I think that's very important. I think I see this as well with many people who want to go to the gym and work out, and if you want to do this by yourself, it's very easy to give up or to let the priority kind of slip if something else comes up. But having somebody who's keeping you accountable, I think that's something that will be very beneficial in the long term.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you speak French, Liliana?
Well, I studied French at school, and after so many years, I quietly forgot this beautiful language. I can read French, but I discovered that I'm not able to have a conversation. And so, after I met Alain, I decided to because at first we spoke in only in English. Well, after he started Italian with me, I felt motivated to study again French, because I had an illusion of competence for French. And then I agree with Alain that the human factor is the key of your motivation, because we exchange also short audios, and we can check two or three times a week our recordings, our short sentences in our target language. And so, I thought sometimes that I embrace today and find people who are so interested in languages like me, because you are auto-referential, I think. And in all these groups, you find many people that say in words, "Oh, we are interested to do this and that." But once you find someone that is very motivated, well, it's a great thing. I'm so happy. And also, I think that Ghost Speaky has helped us a lot, because, for instance, as for the written language, it has a powerful tool to for the correction. Anyway, I think that in terms of improving the your language, it's a great way to exchange, but with a real person.
May I add something? I think having a partner is like to have an analogy, playing cards. You can play cards yourself alone, but it's much more enjoyable when you have a partner to play cards with. I think it's the same here, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a very effective process to have a partner that you can communicate
even
with.
Even a group.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, definitely community-based learning is very beneficial.
So it's like a game.
I think it's a very excellent project that you guys have going on, and I applaud your efforts, and it's great that you have that to develop. Thank you both, Alain and Liliana, for telling me, telling readers and listeners more about the cross-reverse reading project. So if they are interested in joining the project and getting in touch with you, what is the email address?
It is crossreading@googlegroups.com.
Perfect. Okay. So thank you once again for joining us on the podcast. And so I hope people will join the project and will contribute to the readings, because I think it's a very good project. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So if you are interested in taking English lessons with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. So thank you once again, Alan and Liliana, for coming on the show. And take care, everybody.